This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Rich Moreno.
And I'm Jasmine Crichton.
A release on the University of Kansas website says research by one of its professors found journalism burnout is affecting women more than men. And this is from the release. It says the study was a replication of a similar effort made in 2009. In the 2009 study, 62% of women said they either intended to leave journalism or were uncertain about their future. The current study showed that number at 67%. The number was 55% for men in the new study. And burnout factors include exhaustion, cynicism, and a perceived lack of support from their employer. And Jasmine, you have anything to add to that list?
Well, I am teaching now, so I guess I would represent that in some way. I left the business, and it did have to do with a lot of a burnout kind of thing. I was working an overnight shift, 10 o'clock at night to 7:30 in the morning, and, you know, at 30 years old, that became a lot more difficult for me. And it was in a very small market, so there was no help. It was just all me for the morning show. I would write every single thing for the two-hour show. So, yeah, I would say a little bit of burnout did contribute to my choice to go back into teaching because I've been in and out of the profession and teaching on and off. But, yeah, it happens. And I think there is a lot of stress on just, you know, culturally – For women in America, I mean, we're still in charge of the household in lots of different ways, and that really hasn't changed.
Yeah, I would agree, and I think that part of what occurs is that men traditionally have this sort of breadwinner role, and so if a male is working in journalism, and yes, it's a job that requires very long hours, there's a lot of stress. I mean, even if you divvied up all the responsibilities equally, it would still be difficult to keep your house clean, put meal on the table, et cetera. And of course, that doesn't always happen. I mean, a lot of guys are kind of lazy, and they defer. And if the woman is going to clean the bathroom, or you know, the wife or girlfriend or whatever, that just happens. And so I can see where the gender roles would play into this exhaustion factor. I think it also, 55% of males say they burn out, and like you, I was a newspaper reporter. I lasted 5 years, and then I thought, hey, you know, the world of PR sure sounds good, mm-hmm. And so that's when I left the newspaper industry years ago. And of course, like you, I'm now teaching too. So I certainly made those same choices, but I do think that it's something that it's the nature of the work. But then I think you compound it by putting the sort of gender roles that women play, or at least are expected to play many times.
Well, I'll say I've managed to stay in the business for about 1,000 years now because I got into public radio. And I think perhaps some of the burnout, say, at a newspaper is the pressure on circulation numbers and TV with rating numbers and the bottom line and getting clicks on the website, hits on the website, whereas public broadcasting is more mission-driven rather than ratings or money-driven. And I think that's helped me not burn out perhaps as quickly as someone in a more commercial setting.
Yeah, I think commercial stations probably do have a much higher burnout. And I would actually love to see a study done on that because I think what we're talking about is what happens with that kind of drive to get all those viewers or, you know, get those listeners or, you know, get the circulation numbers up. Also, just think about this for a second. There are fewer women in the newsrooms in general.
That's true.
I've looked at a study. Percentage of women in newsrooms never exceeds about 38% as of 2013. 38%. That's not many women. And then if you have people burning out, women are just not represented in mm-hmm. newsrooms.
Sure.
Well, you could make the argument women are smarter and know not to go into journalism in the first place,
well,
perhaps?
Well, that's a good point.
But then you don't have the stories being, the voices of those women telling stories that need to be told. Mm-hmm. And, then you don't have those stories being told.
Well, there was another, in light of this study that came out from Kansas University, there was an article that appeared in the New Republic, which took a kind of a slightly different theory or take on this, which was that the nature of the kind of writing that a lot of women journalists are kind of expected to do is more confessional. They write columns. I know several newspapers, when they hire a young woman, she becomes the youth reporter, as if one person could represent mm-hmm. everyone under 30. As a result, the nature of that kind of writing is very personal. You're talking a lot about yourself, how certain issues and things affect you. And then that opens you up to the trolls. It opens you up to criticism, to attacks. And that is a contributing factor, at least according to this article in New Republic, to why women are also kind of facing this burnout, is that it's like, you know, I don't need this abuse. I can go get more money and go into PR, or I can leave the field and do something different.
Yeah, women are unfairly targeted. I'll say that even from the broadcasting side of things. I remember a case where a man, to prove a point, a news anchor, he wore the same suit every day. Was it for mm-hmm. a year?
I think I read that, yeah.
And that would never happen. People would pick that out if a woman did that, you know, but no one ever commented the fact that he'd worn the same suit. No one noticed what he wore. But
exactly.
People notice all the time what the female anchors wear and will comment on it, and then will write on their Facebook pages and write them emails.
That's
and I've
true.
Known that personally to happen to some of my anchors. That happened quite a bit, where people would just pick on them all the time about any part of their appearance they could find.
In fact, this isn't the media. I just saw an article yesterday where somebody had posted all the pictures of Hillary Clinton's pantsuits colors.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we care?
Yeah.
But you're right about the basic point is that they pay, and they'll write these nasty comments on Facebook or online about that dress didn't look good on her,
mm-hmm.
et cetera.
Fat shaming.
And then there's also fat shaming that goes there, that, you know, where they'll go after the appearance of an anchor woman far more than a stocky anchor man.
Mm-hmm.
And so it isn't fair.
Yeah, even pregnant news anchors are not given a slide there. People will still come after them. It's absolutely shocking to me that audience can be so callous in lots of different levels. But it is possible, and it happens more often than anyone would really think.
Well, on social media, as we've seen in many different ways, it's easier to be mean to someone.
Mm-hmm.
Most of these people probably wouldn't say that to someone's face, but it's easy to go online and post it, especially if you're using a pseudonym, and say whatever stupid thought is on your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Jasmine, I want to go back to your point. I think you said 38% of the staff in newsrooms is female, and the
yeah.
rest are men.
Mm-hmm.
What do both of you find in your classes? Is it closer to even, or maybe even more women who are interested in going into this field?
No, it is heavily male, at least
okay.
in broadcasting. I think we do have more males than females, and we're trying to recruit more women because there should be more women in this industry.
Actually, I think it's closer to 50-50, in at least in the journalism department. And at the Courier, where I'm the advisor, I'd say we actually have more women than men. In fact, that is something, a trend. I think you do see, at least on the print side, and I'm not sure why that is, but there does seem to be more women that are interested, at least going into the field or looking into it. Again, whether they're going to stay with it, obviously the statistics show that that's debatable.
Mm-hmm.
So.
All right, we have run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.